Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
It's probably been the most prophetic week that I've seen in quite a while. Some people running around scared right now about the possibilities, but we, as true believers, as true remnant, as true elect, we are ecstatic about what's going on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When we see things come to pass, the Bible tells us to rejoice. He didn't tell us to hold our head down. So, you know, after all, if you're one of his true believers, it says in 1 Peter, I'm sorry, can't think off the top of my head, but it says we, his true people, he said, we look for new heavens and a new earth. So we're not going around moping and look, you know, with our heads down and everything about the current events, what's going on in the world and what's going to potentially kick off from these events that's happened the last week. No, we are excited. We know our redemption draws nigh. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, Elder, man, we are so excited. And, you know, to spill the beans that we're going to talk about anyway, we're talking about with your beloved president, the United States president. They call him the 45th president, Donald Trump, the Donald. Look what he's done and got himself into. But, you know, Elder, we know better than that. We know Donald, at most, he's just a figurehead.
That's right.
You know, people give, and not just Donald, but all these presidents. The ones before him, most of them were just plain figureheads. The ones who tried to actually break out of the mold and you know, maybe make a mark on their own, I could think of two right off the bat, Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy. Now, I'm not talking about Abraham Lincoln because he so-called freed the slaves, because Abraham Lincoln, you know, history showed, the writings in history showed he had no love for the Israelites, no love for black people. You know, if he had his way, he would have shipped them back, you know, to Africa. He said the two races could not get along. That was all economy, you know, the South had free labor. The North could not compete. You can't compete with when your competitors have free labor. You know, that's a no-brainer there. You know, a lot of whites people would love to think, it was a humanitarian war and a civil war. You know, because the whites in the North loved the blacks so much that they shed their blood. But no, it wasn't. It wasn't nothing about loving the blacks that much. But Abraham Lincoln did what I give him credit for is courage in this regard. He did try to print his own currency, you know, have the country, the United States, print their own currency and not give in to the Rothschild central banking system. And that's mm-hmm. why he got his head blown off, you know. That's why a lot of leaders of countries who didn't comply, the same thing happened. Now, JFK, Lincoln was trying to do it on the front end, you know, saying, you know, we can print our own money. We could finance our own war. And look mm-hmm. what happened to him. He didn't want to take a loan from the central bank. But JFK, the system was already in place, and he wanted to go back, you know, to the Treasury, mm-hmm. printing up, and not the not the Federal Reserve. And look what happened to him. So they were pretty much on the mm-hmm. same path. You know, Kennedy wanted to go back. Lincoln did not want to give in. So but they both shared the same fate. Why am I saying all this? Because we're going to be talking about Donald Trump. Saying all this is because look at the true power behind the so-called presidents. Those same devils who were, you know, who could assassinate presidents at will and don't pay any type of, you know, charge for it, you know, don't get mm-hmm. criminally charged and everything. Those same devils are still behind the scenes. They're calling the shots. Mm-hmm. You know, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Coons, KHUN, the Lowe, these mm-hmm. these guys, big Ashkenazis, these Jews, they're the ones running the whole thing. And you know why I said that, the Jews? Because, man, we're gonna do some exposure tonight. I'm gonna let you get to your thing, Hilda, because man, I got some notes and I just have to speak on some of this stuff, man. Not only what Donald Trump was saying, it's just all coming to a head. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. If you saw CNN this weekend, let me just. Oh boy, Elder, you go ahead. I got with me Elder Yael, just like we do every week. Mm-hmm. I'm Elder Yael. I'm a little hyped up and excited, so I'm going to calm down. I'm going to let Elder Yael go ahead and speak this wisdom to you, this prophetic wisdom, because we are in a pivotal time right now. I mean, every child of Yah, every son and daughter of mm-hmm. Yah should be excited beyond their wits right now. Because you've been looking for manifestation. They say be careful what you ask for, be careful what you wish for, because you are about, well, you already see manifestation right now, but you are really about to see some manifestation. Okay, just look at this. Look at this scripture. Elder, I'm going to read one scripture before I turn it over to you. I'm going to go to Genesis. I'm going to go to Genesis chapter way back here. Chapter 15, you know, talking about our 400 mm-hmm. years. Chapter 15. I'm going to let you know. Genesis chapter 15, verse 14. No, I'm actually start 13. Mm-hmm. But 14 is going to be the punch. That's the punchline, but I'm going to just start at 13. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed, your descendants, Abraham, is going to be a stranger, shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, going to serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And so, you know, did it say after 400 years we're going to all be rich right away? Just after 400 years, you know, we just going to all get on a plane and just get out of this country. You know, this after 400 years that, you know, all the rich white people are going to turn their money over to the poor black people. He didn't say none of that, because these are steps. The service, the affliction for 400 years, and then what's going to happen after that? Verse 14, and also that nation whom they shall serve. In other words, that same nation who afflicted us and our ancestors, what's going to happen next? He says, will I judge? Stop right there. That's the next step. Okay, see, too many of the people in the so-called Israelite community, they like to go ahead to the end and say, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. They skip over that judgment part. After what? After the judgment. Come on, man. Come on. You see, people get in the flesh and they get dollar signs in their head. Oh, it's going to be a great wealth transfer. Oh, it's good. I hear preachers saying, you know what? It is going to be a wealth transfer, but not for you devilish preachers. They're preaching all that garbage. The main one I hear, oh, it's going to be a great wealth transfer. You know, with their $2,000 cufflinks and, you know, pimping and, you know, it ain't going to be no wealth transfer for you. So before the so-called wealth transfer and before the great substance, he say he's going to judge his nation. So sit back, Israel, grab your popcorn, eat the healthy kind. Don't get all that stuff with the trans fat in it. We don't need you having a stroke or a heart attack before this is all over. Get you some healthy popcorn, glass of tea, and sit back and watch this movie roll out. Because this prophecy is coming to pass. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, scripture says, he that have ears to hear, let him hear. Well, I'm saying he that have eyes to see, let him see. If you can't see what's shaping up and about to take place right before your very eyes, then you are spiritually dead. Yes, you're spiritually dead. You have no blood running through your veins. You don't have the ruach running through your veins. You can't see what's going on now. You can't perceive. But anyway, with that scripture read, I'm excited. I promise to give it over to Elder. Like I said earlier, we just going to hit this thing and run tonight. But, you know, however time we're on here, we're going to give it. We ain't going to hold back. We're going to do some exposing tonight. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Elder.
All right. Hallelujah. Toda, Elder, for the introduction. And Toda. So what we're going to do is we're just going to talk this thing through tonight because we see some exciting things going on. But, you know, they are exciting and to basically to the righteous, you see?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you, if you don't understand what time it is now that we are living in, you know, this thing could be distressful for you, you know? And so that's what we want to try to bring out in the scripture. Let Yah speak to us a little bit tonight so that we can have some comfort going through these troubles that we're going through now, because we see what's going on right now. Just today, Iran has struck back at the United States for the killing of one of their top generals just over this weekend, see? And so we see now nations are rising against nations. So if you turn on, and we know, and the thing is, we know that Iran just had a military exercise going on with Russia and China. You see?
That's it.
So we're talking some big wheels here that has come together, and these guys have come together, look like they are lining up for this thing that Yahushua has given us some clues about, you know, about what's going to pretty much be happening to this beast here that we are in, sitting up in, you know? Mm-hmm. And the thing is, so that's why I say, you know, it could be distressful. We got to understand what Yah has told us. Now, one thing I can see here in the book of Jeremiah chapter 30, okay? I just want to look at verse 6 here. I'm going to read on down to verse 11. It says here, ask now and see if a man is giving birth. Why do I see every man with his hands on his loins like a woman in labor and all faces turn pale? You know, he asked the question. That's what Jeremiah is asking mm-hmm. here. You see, oh, for great is that day. There is none like it. And it is the time of Jacob's distress. You see? Now, Jacob is mm-hmm. talking about us. You see?
That's right.
But notice what he says, though, about us, though. It's time for our distress. But he shall be saved out of it. See? Jacob, that's us, the Hebrew Israelites.
That's right.
Okay? See? So listen, that's why I say we got to listen to Yah in times like now so that we can try to understand and receive some comfort from his word, okay? Because it goes on to say in verse 8 here in Jeremiah chapter 30, and it shall be in that day, declares Yah of hosts, that I break his yoke from your neck and tear off your bonds, and foreigners no more enslave you, no more enslave us, you see? See, so this is some of the stuff that is starting to happen while we're sitting here, because you just read about the curses, the 400 years, you see? And then you went head on and read what is to take place after the 400 years is expired, you see? And like we said, we saw where he says that nation that held us in captivity, okay? That nation is going to be judged. You see?
That's right.
And we got to look at why does that nation have to be judged? You know, when y'all talk about judgment of nation, judging a nation, something wrong they have done. You see?
That's
and
right.
Since they have done something wrong, y'all is going to judge them. You see? So let's just read on a little further here. Okay, verse 9 here. And they shall serve Yah, their father, and Dawid, their sovereign, whom I raise up for them. You see? So that's what we need to be looking forward to, that what's going to be happening for us. You know, we will serve Yah, you know, be able to serve him without that yoke, without that demon riding our necks, riding our backs, you know?
That's
right. Trying to hold us down, you know, lying to the world, you see? Because, like you just said, you saw a program on CNN Sunday. This first day passed morning, and you see what these Ashkenazes are doing, you know, right
That's
now
right.
in our face. You see, because see, they have took on our identity. They did that themselves. You see,
That's
now
right.
we don't. See, the thing is, we don't dispute the fact that the Ashkenazis will be in our land in these last days, okay? Because we hear what Yah has already told us back in Genesis.
That's right.
Let's go to chapter 9 in Genesis, and you will see. We'll see in verse, let's just say chapter 9, verse 27. Yah tells us, he warns us, let Yah enlarge Yefat, okay? And
right.
let him dwell in the tents of Shem. Shem
That's right.
is
Hallelujah.
Our land. That's where we, you see, we come down through Shem, you see?
Right.
And let Canaan become his servant. Now notice over here, now you'll see what it says when it's talking about Yefat, how those Ashkenazes, where they fall in there. And now, that's why they are in our land now. Okay, and now they so done got so comfortable and so used to it, oh, they ready to kill and do anything to you know before they give it up. You see,
That's
because
right.
here look up Look up at Genesis 10. Let's look at the table of nations. Let's just take a quick look at, I'll tell you what, first of all, we're going to see here in verse 2, Genesis 10, verse 2, you'll see it tells us the sons of Japheth, okay? Notice this, it mm-hmm. says here, Gomer, Magog, Madai, and Yawan, okay? And Tubal, mm-hmm. and Meshech, and Tiras, okay? Those are the sons of Japheth. Now, which the first one
right.
is Gomer, right? Now, notice in verse mm-hmm. 3, it says, and the sons of Gomer, here we go, one, Ashkenaz, you see that?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and Rephath, and Togarmah. So we see
mm-hmm.
where those Ashkenazis come in at. They are not
that's right.
coming down to the land of Shem, okay? Because
that's right.
You have to go further on down the road to see in verse 20 in chapter 10, 21, verse 21, then you see where Shem come in, okay? So
right.
they can't never even think about claiming to be the seed of Abraham, okay? Because
right.
they didn't come. Abraham came down through the lineage of Shem, okay? Well, there,
mm-hmm.
just keep on reading. Look at chapter 11 to see, and you will see, you know, how Abraham fits in the same lineage of Shem, okay? Okay, so let's don't let these demons out there claiming to be us, somebody that they are not, and lying on us, because they're the one that done put out the lies. They're the one got all this stuff going about we are Hebrew Israelite terrorists, you know, and all that black
right.
Hebrew Israelite terrorists, you see? And then, of course, they are able to get this government to go along with them. You see, now these people are such a liars. They are such demonic people because now I ain't saying this on my own. I just have to let you see that in the book of Revelation, okay? And you can see chapter 2, verse 9, and you can look at chapter 3, verse 9 in the book of Revelation. You see, you say,
mm-hmm.
you know, there are those who call themselves. Okay.
Right.
And I know they got Jews. They got Jews in your Bible, probably, but it's really Israelites. They calling themselves Israelites, like they are the children of Israel. You see?
That's right.
But they can call themselves whatever they want to, because you can't change nothing that Yah has set up from the beginning. Okay. That's why you see Malachi verse chapter 3 verse 6. What did Yah say? Behold, I change not. So, you know, so if somebody wants to get up there and lie and say we are this just because Yah allowed them to dwell in our land, okay, then now time has come for them now to give it up, because he didn't say I'm giving them this land, giving you this land. He just said they're going to dwell in it. That's just like us Hebrew Israelites here in the United States. He didn't say promise us this land through Abraham, you see?
That's
he didn't
right.
give it to us. He, you know, he just said, hey, you're going to be there in slavery. That's what you're going to be, you see? But
right.
now we can see now where he is bringing that to an end, you see, breaking that up. That's why he tells us in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 8, and it shall be in that day, declares Yahweh of hosts, that I break his yoke from your neck and tear off your bonds, and foreigners no more enslave them. You see? So we ain't got to worry about the foreigners, anybody in this world, you know, enslaving us again. This is the last captivity for us Hebrew Israelites. Okay? So we don't have to be ashamed of who we are. You know, we can speak boldly, because look what it tells us. You know, look what it tells us. And they shall serve Yah, their father, and we, their sovereign, whom I raise up for them. And you do not fear, O Jacob, my servant. You see that, what he's saying? He tells Jacob,
mm-hmm.
his Israel, the Hebrew Israelites, see, we are Yah's servants. You see? Okay? And then he said, declare, yeah, nor be discouraged. We don't have to be discouraged, okay? That's why the elder came on saying we are excited now, because we see the things are taking place that Yah has told us, you know, to look out for. And he's given us comfort during this time, you see?
That's right.
He said, O Israel, look, I am saving you from afar, and you'll see from the land of your captivity. Now, how about that? There's no mistake there. No mistake. So, you know, we know who he's talking to, because we, in the land of our captivity, Yah says he is going to save us from it. From it. Okay?
Right.
And Yaakov shall return and have rest and be at ease with no one to trouble him. You see? So we see these things going on. We see Iran and China, Russia, whoever else is joining in league with them. Okay?
Yeah, you might as well add North Korea in there.
Yeah, that's right. North Korea. All of these people, they ready to turn their arrows against this place. Okay? Now, we know this particular Babylon that we are in, you know, we know the scripture tells us she has committed a sin, and she will not repent. You know, she will not repent. That's why Yah tells us over in Revelation 18:4, come out of her, my people. Okay, come out of her ways, come out of her act, her sins. Okay, we got to get away from her. Learn that this is a sinful nation who has done everything, set up all of their worship services, everything that they do is in opposition of the laws of Yah. Okay?
That's right.
And we better recognize that, and we better do what Yah tells us, come out of her, my people. Come on out of her. Because look what it says down in verse 11.
Just what you said about everything in a system is basically, you know, against the laws of Yah, you know, antagonistic against the laws of Yah. You could include, you know, including their religion. Because you look.
That's right.
What religion is against the laws of Yah? Christianity. They're the ones,
right.
You know, even Islam, we know, you know, is not the true way. But even Islam do not combat the laws like Christianity do. Christianity is the religion that says the laws are done away with.
That's right.
A Shiach himself says they're not done away with. You know,
that's right.
He left that on record. You know, they're
that's
not
right.
done away with. And he said, don't even think that I came to do away with them. He knew through the times. He looked through the ages, and he knew that people would say this, you know, 2,000
right.
years later. They don't even think that I come to do away the laws. But look, like
right.
I said, this whole system is against the laws of Yah, especially their religion. This system has a religion, you know, the Christianity is their religion. And, you know, we're not just going out of our way to try to offend people who call themselves Christians. You know, if you are offended, be a truth seeker. Just keep seeking the truth. Trust me, it'll take you out of that religion. Now, if you're just seeking a religion and you just want to stay in it, come hell or high water, okay, you're going to go ahead and sink with the ship. But if you're looking for a truth, most of us are truth seekers. That's why we don't even consider ourselves. There is no matter, contrary to popular belief, Elder, there is no religion called Hebrew Israelite. That's nationality.
Right.
That's who we are as a people. Okay?
That's
but
right.
that's not our religion. There's no such religion. So, you know, all these, you know, and look, they own the networks. They own all the communities. They own all the airways, so they could spout off and create terms like this, and people are going to follow. But yeah, that mm-hmm. religion is the one that's most antagonistic against the laws of Yah. Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah. We see that. We see it, you know. And again, that's why Yahushua told us, hey, look, until the heavens, okay, is how did he put it? I better go ahead and read it because I'm so excited, you know. Sometimes I want to just say something, you know, that I know. But, you know, so you just have to lift the root of control, okay? Because let me just read it. Look at Matthew chapter 5. You can see, we remember this, okay? Truly, truly, I say to you, and this is 5:18. Truly, truly, I say to you, till the heaven and the earth pass away, one yod or one tittle shall by no means pass from the Torah, the law, till all
be
done. You see?
And so
this is why we don't have to be fighting each other about this, okay? Because Yahushua done set it down and made it plain, okay? That's why I'm looking at the book of Enoch says, you know, something about, I can paraphrase it, you know, whatever Yah has done from the beginning, it is steadfast. It's not to change. Don't change. It ain't going to change, okay? Because he did it from the beginning. And the good thing about it, that's why we have to be careful, you know, letting these people come up with stuff to have us call ourselves doing, to honor and be worshiping Yah, when you can't find it in the book of the law, in the Torah.
That's right.
Why he tells us in Isaiah 8:20, he says, to the law and to the testimony, okay? If it is not according to this word, if they speak not according to this word, that is because there is no daylight, no light in them, okay? Just darkness. But, so therefore, that's why we just be careful. We got to let the word be our guide, Yah's word, okay? So hallelujah.
Right.
Now, let me just move on down in verse 11 here, in Jeremiah 30. For I am with you. He's still talking to us, okay, Israel. I am with you, declares Yah, to save you. Now watch this here, okay? That's why these Ashkenazis and every other Nazi out there, everything else out there, they need to be trembling and scared when they see these things coming up on the earth. Because though I make a complete end of all nations, see that? He said he's making a complete end of all these nations.
Right.
Where I have scattered you, wherever we have been scattered, okay? Yet I do not make a complete end of you. You see?
Mm-hmm.
But I shall reprove you in judgment and by no means leave you unpunished. See, he let us know.
Right.
Don't think just because of this, you know, who you are, doesn't give you the right to go out there sinning amongst the nation, doing whatever they are doing, following them.
Right.
Remember, I've told you a long time ago, don't even learn the way of these nations. Okay?
That's right.
Don't even think about following them. You see? So that's why this is the comforting message that we have today from Yah. Okay? So, you know, so when we see these things that are happening, you know, because like I said, just turn on your TV right now. You know, there's a war. Just get kicked off, you see. And we don't know how far this war might go because I'm going to look at something here. Because Yah is in control of this thing. You know, people are, you know, out there thinking, well, man's got this going. Oh, well, they got this going. You know, hey, they may be into something that they will never get out. That death going to be, or the total destruction, you see, it could be the end of this war. Because look what he says in Joel, chapter 3, right? Now look what he says, because when we see these things happen, now, and the reason this is so important, we know, because that 400 years prophecy is gone, it's past. Okay? If it's not
right.
past right now, I tell you what, by the time our new year comes again, which will be in April, the spring, that's when the new year begins,
right.
okay? That's why we ain't paying no
right.
attention to this ice cold, dead winter, dark days,
that's
and all of that stuff, okay? We're not into that, but because that's their new, that's the year that they have designated for their new year, you see?
Right.
So we look at the scripture, we see what time our new year begins. And it becomes,
that's right.
and no secret, everything becomes new. The grass is getting green. The trees are turning bright and pretty again, you see? And
mm-hmm.
now you can grow food and all of this good stuff. That's the beginning. That's the new year, okay?
That's right.
So let's don't get it mixed up with these nations that we are among out here, okay? Now, right here in the book of Joel, Chapter 3. Watch this. I'm going to go over this, Elder, and I'm going to let you have it take over. Because it tells us here, for look,
thank you,
in those days, and at that time, when I turn back the captivity of Yehuda and Jerusalem, that's talking about us. Now, so
mm-hmm.
we ain't got to be guessing about the time of when he's going to do this, okay? Because
right.
he says, notice again, I want to read this again, for in those days and at that time, okay, don't forget that, please. Joel, chapter 3, verse 1, when I turn back the captivity of Yehuda and Jerusalem, okay, or
mm-hmm.
Yerushalayim, then, verse 2 says, then I shall, notice this now, gather all nations. Notice that he said? He's going to gather
mm-hmm.
all nations, and look what he's going to do, and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat.
Jehoshaphat. Hallelujah.
And I shall enter into judgment with them for my people. You see what he's going to
mm-hmm.
do? These nations, these guys are going to have to answer for what they have done to us, the nation of Israel.
That's right.
Okay? That's why we're excited, you see. This is enough to have us smiling, okay, because we see Yah is working right in our face now. We can see it now, okay?
That's
and he
right.
says, my inheritance, Israel, okay? He says, okay, I shall enter judgment with them at the valley of Jehoshaphat for my people. My inheritance, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, and they have divided up my land. You see? You see what the
mm-hmm.
other nations have done? But Yah, they're going to have to face Yah in judgment about this thing. Okay? And they have cast lots for my people. He's going to just show you what they have done. This is why they got to
right.
meet the judge. They got to meet the judge. And they have cast lots for my people. And have given a young man for a whore, and sold a girl for wine, and drink it. And also, what are you to me, O Zior, Tazor, and Zidon, and all the coast of Philistia? Are you repaying me? And if you are repaying me, I will swiftly and speedily return your reward on your own head. You have taken my silver, my gold, and brought my treasure into your temples. Okay? You can find some of that stuff right now, probably sitting over there at the Catholic Church. All of the things that
mm-hmm.
probably belong to the house of Yah. See? Done tucked it
right.
into their treasure. That's their place. And the people of Yehuda and the people of Jerusalem, you have sold to the sons of Yawan to remove them far from their borders. You see what they did
right.
to us? Sold
yep.
us, you know, right out, right from Africa over there, you see. And after we had been pretty much kicked out of the land, the true land, the holy land, the set apart land, and then they come along and grabbed us up, sold us. sent us so far from over there until ain't nowhere in the world we can get back over there unless Yah take us. You see?
That's right.
So hallelujah. See, I am stirring them up out of the place to which you have sold them. He's stirring us up right here where you brought us and sold us. You see?
That's right.
And I shall return on your own head what you have done. You see? Now, this is Yah speaking, okay? He is speaking and shall sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of
Uh-oh.
The people of Yehudah. You hear that?
Uh-oh.
and they shall sell them to the Shebites, to a nation far off, for Yah has spoken. Okay? So that's it. I'm telling you, Yah has spoken these things. These things have been spoken, and by Yah, and what he says, his word is going out, and it will accomplish its intention. Whatever Yah wants it to accomplish, that's what it's going out to do. Okay? So don't think that we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be trembling. We just look at what Yah is doing and trust him and follow him and be obedient to him. Okay?
That's right.
Get out there doing things crazy and think you're going to still be okay. Because you got to be obedient to Yah. That's what we teach. That's what we try to practice right here so that we'll be found clear in the judgment, in the day of the judgment that is coming. That is coming. Okay? So hallelujah. Okay? So, Elder, I'm gonna stop here. I'm going to go ahead and let you take it up from here because I know, you know, Yah has been speaking to you and you got something that you want to share. All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm not going to be long tonight. I'm just going to hit these bullets. I'm going to hit and run. Hallelujah. Like you said, Elder, what you told him. Don't fear. This is not a time of fear. What does the scripture say about times like this? It says, and when these type of things, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head. Now, why are you going to look up your heads when the so-called calamity is right at the door? You know, ask yourself that. Well, he's going to answer you. He said, look up and lift up your heads. I mean, be ecstatic about it. He's saying be excited. And he's going to tell you why. There is a reason. He says, for your redemption draweth nigh. And look, the bottom line, ain't that what we all running this race for? Ain't that what we all in the race for? Come on. If you're going to tell me, I just like living right, man, the pride to make it into God's kingdom. There's nothing to be compared. Rubies go all the time. That's why I don't understand when some people sell their soul. Because the Bible says, what can a man give in exchange for a soul? I mean, they could give you $10 billion, $10 trillion. What are you going to do when your time is up? Is it going to be, and trust me, your time will be up. The Bible says a point once for every man to die. And after that, the judgment, your time will be up. And what do you have to look forward to? The lake of fire. But contrast that with the kingdom of Yah. You know, the kingdom is going to be so magnificent. You can't even conceive it. The Bible says, we can't even put it into words because the Bible says, I have not seen near ears heard, neither, here's the part I like, neither have entered into the heart of man. It haven't even entered into our consciousness. It's too great. Neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God had prepared for them that love him. And how did Yah say you love him? You go right to, you know, he's not vague on it. You go right to 1 John 5:3. He said, and this is the love of Yah that you keep his commandments. Hallelujah.
That's right.
the kingdom is going to be so magnificent. So that's why I say, look up and be ecstatic. He said, for your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Now, just briefly touching on the current events. Elder, you touched on it. I just want to say about Trump. Don't be deceived. Don't just focus on Trump. If you're gonna look at this whole everything that took place this past week, so-called Trump giving the order to assassinate the top general. I don't have his name, but top general of Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Everything had went on behind the scenes first. All the planning, the shadow government gave the command.
Mm-hmm.
See, these people are getting everything in order. They're finna make their run at this. You know, they've been trying to do all this population control and everything, and they've been waiting to usher in their Lord, their God. See, the serpent people. See, we shouldn't get so bent out of shape on cliches like, oh, they're God's chosen people. Now we know the so-called white Jews, the Ashkenazi Jews, are not the creator of heaven and earth. They're chosen people. But listen, when people call them God's chosen people, they are. They're the God of this world.
Uh-huh.
The Bible says the God of this world has blinded the eyes of them that believe not. He said, if our message be hid, it's hid to them that are perishing, in whom the God of this world has blinded their eyes. They are the children of the God of this world. They are his chosen people. You know, if you look at a broadcast we did about a year ago, I gave you the name of one of the Rosenthal. Remember that the broadcast? It's been a while. Was the assistant to Senator Javits of New York. This was way back in the 70s. You would have to look through the archives. It's probably less than a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, Harold Wallace Rosenthal. And he's Ashkenazi. He was just bragging, man, saying, we are Satan's chosen people. You know, we are his people. And just bragging about it. And what they do, he was wiped out a little while later. They wiped him out. See, they don't like being exposed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got eyes to see and ears to hear, you know who they are. See, the Bible had that scripture, those two scriptures you read early in the broadcast tonight. The Bible, those scriptures been in the Bible so long, Revelations 2:9 and 3:9. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been there since the New Testament was written. It says, to say they are Jew or say they are Yehudi and are not, and they say they do lie. It added that part. They do lie, you know.
That's right.
He said, I will make them a synagogue of Satan. He said, they're going to bow before your feet and confess it was you I love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry, children of Yah, this is all taking place. These people are serious. They're making their move now. You know, all this so-called conspiracy stuff that wasn't conspiracy. See, they made up all those little, and they changed the meaning of terms such as conspiracy. Conspiracy wasn't never a nutty phrase. It just means that, you know, things were planned out. You know, you conspire. Mm-hmm. You know, you plan. You know, you get together. You know, how do people plan overthrows and coups of nations? They get together and conspire against the leaders. So, they turned it into something like, oh, well, you wear a tinfoil hat and, you know, you kook or something like that. No, remember, who runs the airways? Who runs the media? See, they could put all their propaganda out there, and if they keep saying it, then and they put a negative overtone to it, then nobody wants to be associated with it. Oh, even if you believe it, oh, no, I'm not going to let nobody believe it. No, I think like that. They call me a conspiracy. Man, look, they done demonized the term. And so, it, you know, they got it to the point now, the people are such sheep. If you don't get, if the information is not validated by Fox News, CNN, or MSNBC, or, you know, ABC Evening News, if it's not validated by one of these wicked news agencies, then people think it's not true. It's not legit. They think it's a conspiracy. That's how brainwashed the nation is, including our own people. You know, that's why you have some religious nuts look like us, just blind as a bat. These so-called black Hebrew Israelites are wrong and everything. It, you know, look at this urban apologetics. They got these white people and black people going around now trying to disprove that the blacks are really the Israelites. You can't disprove it. First of all, you can't disprove it biblically. You can't disprove it historically. And you can't disprove it scientifically, DNA. You can't. What you could disprove, though, here's something you could disprove, that those people over in Israel now are not the true people of the book. You could disprove those in the same three ways. Biblically, you know, you could prove they're of the line of Japheth. You could disprove it historically, even though they tried to hide their history of coming from that Caucasus area between the Black and Caspian Seas, known as Khazaria.
Mm-hmm.
You could prove it scientifically. Their own scientist, one of the greatest ones, renowned geneticist, Eric Elhike, and this is not no quack institution. He's come from the prestigious John Hopkins University in Maryland.
Yeah.
He proved it beyond a doubt that those people come from Khazar lineage. And guess what? Here's the kicker. He's Ashkenazi himself. You know, I believe he's an atheist, so he don't really care about that religious part, but he just tell the truth. He said he don't know why. He said he don't know why everybody's up in arms about it. He says it's easy to prove.
Yeah.
You know, but here they are wanting to crucify the man for telling the truth. So, you know, these are the people that the world is following, that the world is scared to be. When they say, oh, well, you are conspiracy theorists if you think that against us. And so you don't speak out against them. But we're speaking out. We're exposing because we only fear one, and we fear Yah, and him alone. The Bible says, don't fear what man can do to you. So besides this Trump thing, and we know this was the move by the shadow government, you had simultaneously, if you saw what was going on in Brooklyn, New York, these people were walking across the Brooklyn Bridge protesting. Oh, man, they're huffing and puffing. And they're saying, we're fed up. We're tired of the thousands of Ashkenazis. We're tired of people criticizing us or condemning us and lying on us. And, you know, we're getting up. We call them people, you know, discriminated against and everything. And we are tired of it. And they say, now, you know, we know the white supremacists come at us and say, and look at, listen to their shrewd talk. They say, not only the white supremacists now there's a lot of non-white groups that are coming against us. See, those are code phrases, non-white. Who are they talking about? Who are they talking about, Israel? Who are they talking about now? Don't be gullible. You know they're talking about us. Because then you keep hearing them talking, they gave it away. they say, talking about we're fake Jews now. See, yeah. And they say, and talking about we're responsible for the slave trade. You are responsible for the slave trade. Who financed the slave trade? See, they actually think, see, they think that because their father, HaShaitan, has given them all this, you know, have made them stewards, you know, in the flesh, they, they're basically the stewards of this dark world because they're his people. They're his, you know, and so they think that they could use all of these tools that are at their disposal, like the media and, you know, Hollywood and you know, print media, television media. They think they could use all of this. They got the propaganda machine going that everybody is just going to be gullible and fall for what they say. No, no, everybody's not going to be gullible. We know
that's
who
right.
you are. A lot of people, even a lot of secular people who've done their due diligence know who they are. They might not know all the spiritual connotations, but they know who they are in the flesh. You know?
That's right.
They know they're not who they say they are, you know, and they know there's no connection with the true ancient Israelites. So, man,
that's
I've
right.
heard regular Anglo-Gentiles, you know, stand up and say they know these are not the people. I've even heard, I mean, I've heard some Ashkenazi say they are not the people. So, but what they think is the ones who are demonic and who are in leadership really think that just because they have all of this technology at their disposal, that they think they could deceive everybody. I know the scriptures say they'll deceive the whole world, and they have. That scripture is true. But Yah
That's
has
right.
enlightened his people. He's enlightened certain people. And he's let certain people of the Gentiles even be enlightened to this. And so they haven't, they can't pull the wool over everybody's eyes. See?
That's right.
And so, but what they think is if they say these things enough on television, even those who are enlightened is going to eventually start questioning themselves and maybe even come around to doubting. But no, we're not going to doubt because the Bible says you will know the truth. And the truth is going to make you free. So there in Israel, be on guard. You're going to see things start happening right after each other, step by step.
Let me give you this real quick.
Oh, go ahead, Elder.
Let me give you this real quick in between what you are saying, because what you are saying is very important. So what I want my listeners to do is take a look at Amos, okay? Chapter 9, verse 7. And look what Yah says, okay? He says, you are not like the people of Cush to me, O children of Israel, declares Yah. Okay? No, it says, are you not like the people of Cush? That's the way it reads.
Right.
Are you not like the people of Cush to me? You see?
That's
O
right.
children of Israel. And you know who Cush is, okay? The Ethiopians.
No, Cush was.
Declares,
yeah.
Yeah. Declares Yah. Yah saying this, did I not bring up Israel from the land of Egypt and the Philistines from Kephthah and Aram from Kir? So, you know, Yah is telling you right now how we are, what we look like.
That's right. That's right.
So those Ashkenaz, they can get pissed off and mad if they want to, but the truth is the truth. And the truth don't change. I don't care how many years is in between it. Okay?
That's right.
So, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, we have examples of that. You know, Cush is Mizraim's brother, you know. I mean, you know, they're so they both come from out of Ham. So we know that those are black nations. And you know, in addition to knowing that they're black nations, we know that we look just like them. That's why they got Joseph mixed up with them. That's why they got the Apostle Paul mixed up. Thought he was an Egyptian. You know,
yes.
Moshe himself, they thought. So, you know, evidence is all over the place. And like I say, this well-renowned geneticist even told them, and he's one of them, told them, you know, why are you guys trying to, you know, keep going on with this myth that you come from this middle, you know, he was ridiculing them, you know. So y'all got to look at Dr. Eric Elhite from Johns Hopkins University. So what I was saying, this is going to start happening step by step. These people, they're getting ready to bring their chosen one out. You know, they're getting ready for their God to manifest himself. See, we're looking for the Most High to manifest. And this, if you got eyes to see, you're seeing some manifestations right now. That is a beautiful manifest. I know it sounds crazy, those who don't have ears to hear, but when Trump gave stood up and said what happened, everybody who has the Ruach knew that this was no small thing. Everybody knew this is the start of judgment. This is the start of judgment. You say, how is this judgment? Nothing happened yet. Well, like I say, grab your popcorn, because this is going to escalate. It's going to start a war. And who is not just going to be Iran? Who is allied with Iran? You named those countries, Elder. Russia.
Yeah.
China.
That's right.
And don't forget that crazy man in North Korea. They're
That's
all
right.
on board. And then they might pick up some steam and get some other allies. You
That's
know,
right.
don't forget Syria might, you know, because Israel's been trying to fight against Syria. Syria might join in.
That's
so
right.
United
That's
States right. got, you know, themselves and Israel and maybe some of the NATO alliance nations. But I'm telling you, when you add Russia and China alone, that right there spells checkmate. You ain't gonna
That's
just
right.
run over those numbers. You got 10 nuclear warheads, that they got 20. You
right.
have five, you know, of these stealth bomber airplanes. They got 50. I mean, it would be overkill.
Mm-hmm.
So only a fool would go into it thinking that they have an edge when your opponent is just as strong as you are, or if not stronger,
right.
when they ally with another partner. So we
right.
know this nation is about to be judged. Well, you say, well, what about us?
Mm-hmm.
We're right here in this nation. Well, read Psalm 91. You're protected. And Elder, I think he said, the righteous, this is the time to get your house in order.
That's right.
Get your house in order. Stop all the playing around. Stop playing religious games. You know,
thank you.
You're serious one day, and the other day you're creeping and, you know, tipping out. And, you know, come on now. Yah sees you anyway. Stop playing the games. If you're going to do it all the way. He said you're going to be rejected anyway. He says, if you're not hot or cold, I want you to be either hot or cold. You're not going to half step with me. He said, if you're not hot or cold, but you're just this weird degree in between called lukewarm, he said, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. I'm not going to have nothing to do with you. He says, so you're only fooling yourself. There's some lukewarm people who actually think they're going to the kingdom. He says, you're only fooling yourself. You know?
That's right.
And you know what? I have a brother who has a quintet. He's been singing most of his life. And they used to do all the old tracks. And this is going to make some sense of this. And they used to sing songs by the, you know, the Temptations and you know, all the old groups, Motown groups. But one of the groups I like when they used to do by the Dramatics. You know, you heard of Dramatics,
mm-hmm.
right, Elder?
Yes,
okay,
sure.
Now,
uh-huh.
Dramatics had a song called "You're Fooling You," or something like that. "You're Fooling You,"
mm-hmm.
and I remember this part of the lyrics. I was a little kid, but I remember this part of the lyrics that says, "You ain't fooling." It says, "You're fooling you." It says, "You ain't fooling me. You're fooling you."
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, mm-hmm. it's the people mm-hmm. who say they're in this walk of truth, and they think they're fooling Yah. Like I say, they're Shabbat Shaloming on Saturday, but then Saturday
mm-hmm.
night they're out creeping, tipping, and dipping. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You, and then they come back to you next week, Shabbat Shalom, brother, Shabbat Shalom. You know, that's fine. I'm not worried about you. You know, so but
mm-hmm.
all I'm saying is listen to the words right now. You're not fooling Yah, you're fooling you. He already done
told right.
you what he talked about lukewarm people, if you even lukewarm. But he already told you about people who think they can have it both sides, to play both sides of the fence. He say, I vomited you out of my mouth. You know, in other words, you're not going to make the trip. So if you see all these great signs and wonders and these events about to take place, they're lining up, and you're still out there playing around, you're still trying to get your last little nitbits of sinful pleasure, you're going to miss the ship. Those
mm-hmm.
doors going to close. And then when they closed on that Noah's Ark, they didn't open. They were closed by Yah. And they didn't
That's
open.
Right.
There people banging on the door. Just, so a couple of them probably grabbed a battery. You know, probably tried to make a battering ram out of a tree
mm-hmm.
trunk and busted. Nothing was going to work. Nothing worked.
Mm-hmm.
The doors were closed. So, look,
mm-hmm.
this is the time to get your house in order. Yah gave you the formula.
Mm-hmm.
He said, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. First of all, realize what you're doing. Confess it to Yah.
Mm-hmm.
Will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn.
Uh-huh.
This is the biggest of the whole prayer right here. And turn from their wicked ways. You got to repent. You got to
uh-huh.
come clean. If you're
right.
just walking left, you got to walk right.
Mm-hmm.
Turn from their wicked ways, and he says, then I'll hear your prayer from my throne in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I'll forgive your sins, and I'll heal your land. Look, when you're sick and you go to the doctor, and he writes something out, he examines you, and he diagnosed your condition. He writes a prescription out for what? For your healing, your treatment. Oh, you trust him. You do it. Man, you get tired of coughing up all that green and yellow stuff, and you take those antibiotics or whatever it is. And he said,
mm-hmm.
if he say take the whole bottle, don't stop, don't discontinue. Even, you know, sometimes the symptoms start going away after, you know, you probably take it 5-6 times, it's going away, and you might be tempted to, you know, stop taking. He said, nope, take the whole bottle. Take the whole thing.
Yeah.
Complete it. And guess what? Even though you're feeling better after the third, you're
mm-hmm.
going to take the whole thing because you don't want to. But look, when Yah gives you, he's diagnosed our condition. He
uh-huh.
knows about our sinful heart, and he knows about the captivity we were in. He gives us
mm-hmm.
a prescription for that. And he say, you take
uh-huh.
this and don't just do one step or two steps, do the whole thing.
That's right.
Seek my faith. He said, pray. Seek my faith. Turn from their wicked ways. You know?
Mm-hmm.
He's humbled himself. And he said,
right.
then, that means you took the whole bottle. He said, then I'll hear your prayer from my throne. I'll hear your cry from my throne in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I'll forgive your sins
yeah.
and I'll heal your land. Why don't we take Yah's prescription? Come on, Israel. He already laid it out. The curses are over for the righteous, for those who took that prescription. And this, if you see what's happened in the last week, and you still want to tip and dip, I don't know what to say about you. But
that's
things
right.
are lining up. This thing is about to go down. And this nation, just as we read Genesis 15, chapter 15, verse 14, he say, after our affliction, which happened, he say, this nation I will judge. He's going to judge Babylon. And all those who align themselves with her, all her allies.
Mm-hmm.
Look what's happening to Australia. Look. Those British people left their country. Them Gentiles left their country, went down to Australia and slaughtered, turned their muskets on them black people, and mowed them down. You got a few left there now. I'm saying the island was totally populated with black people.
Mm-hmm.
Big noses, full lips, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they mowed them down. So you say, well, why is judgment coming to Australia? Well, the same, if you go back to genetics, the same people that slaughtered and enslaved those people in Australia is the same one that enslaved the people across the transatlantic.
That's right.
Same bloodline.
Uh-huh.
And yes, the Jews did finance the whole thing. Trying to say that's a conspiracy theory. We're not going with that foolishness. We fear Yah and Him only. We don't bow down to propaganda. So, you know, in conclusion, look at the current events. Look at the news. I don't look at the news most of the time. But Yah, for some reason, just had us listening to the news. Now, I usually get my news online. Had us looking at CNN was on. And I heard not only this, the Jewish thing marching across the Brooklyn Bridge, but, you know, the Trump thing. This is going down now. Judgment is coming to this nation. Israel, get your house in order. Yah's word is coming to fruition. His prophecy concerning us coming to fruition. He said in the land, I mean, so many have already come to fruition. He said in the land of their captivity, they'll remember themselves. That's in Baruch, right? It's the second chapter. It's so many things that have already happened concerning us. But now you're about to see retribution. You're about to see the same bloodline who put us into captivity. You're about to see judgment. Scripture says, he that leadeth into captivity will go into captivity. So that's why
right.
I get your prophecy. Israel, get your heart right, though. No sense sitting on the couch eating popcorn. Your heart ain't right. Because he said, if you don't come out of her, Revelation 18, I think verse 4, to come out of her, you got to come all the way out of the system, all out of the sinful, demonic system. He said, if you don't, you're going to be partakers of her judgment and of her plagues. That's why he said, come out of her. He said, come out of her so you will not be partakers of her plagues and her judgment. So it goes to say, if you don't come out of her, you are going to be part of her judgment and plagues. So Israel, faith said before you, life and death, he said, choose life. Choose righteousness.
Right.
Come out of the system. This is time to come all the way out. Play time, lukewarm time is over. And that's all, Elder. We probably going to be talking about this probably for weeks to come because this thing is just going to escalate. But as far as tonight, I think we've given them enough to chew on. Hallelujah. I'll turn it back over to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Elder. All right. Well, I tell you, we're going to pretty much close it down here. I'm just going to read this last scripture because of what Yah is telling us. He says, and this is back in Joel 3, and I'm going to read verse 9. It says, proclaim this among the nation. Prepare for battle. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of battle draw near. Let them come up. You see? So you see the message that Yah is letting us hear tonight? Because, see, things are about to go down, and we know it. So we better be, get out, like you said, get your life, get your act together, okay? So hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right.
Hallelujah.
So with that being said, Elder, you know, if you have no other further comments, we'll go ahead on and close it. Okay. All right then. Well, again, I'm going to announce that we are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation, and we're coming to you each third day of the week, and we're glad to have you listening in here in our studio audience here. And so if you have any questions, though, at any time, just point someone on your phone, okay? And you can, we will acknowledge you, all right, and bring you on up. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and close it on out, okay, with a set apart music, okay? So shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom,
all
family.
Right.
Father, I want to learn the mysteries of the kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
One day I really plan being there.
You're my heavenly Father.
Where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, oh yeah.
I just wanna say I love you. Yeah.
Twisting on the eternal sea. Ain't no place I'd rather be than with you. Praising you. Meditating every day and night. All I want is eternal life and to sing you a song.
Sing you a song, Father. Yeah.
Soft and long. Well, I'd like to be here alone with your Father, 'cause your love is like no other. Happy to see a new horizon slowly coming into you.
Yeah, I wanna
be living for the love of you.
Living for the love of you. Living for the love
that I'm giving. It's for the love of you.
For the love of you, it's for the love.
Give me peace in the name of your Holy Son. And though it won't touch me when the morning comes, feel good to me. By loving me, yeah. Smoother than a gentle breeze. Cherish of your love and share it with your touch, yeah. This is where I wanna be. Dwelling in your kingdom, understanding all the mysteries.
All the mysteries I wanna understand. Take me there, Father. Give me your wisdom.
I wanna be living for the love.
Living
for the love of you. Living for the love
all that I'm giving.
All that I'm giving.
For the love of you.
It's for the love of you. It's for the love.
Ooh, paradise. rising. Oh yeah. And I will never feel insecure again, 'cause you're the key.
You're the key, Father.
This is our thing, yeah. Ooh. Never again will I lose my way.
Never again.
No. Because your wisdom gives me words to pray. And this is how I really feel.
I wanna
yeah.
be living.
Your love is real.
For the love of you.
I'm
living for the
you.
Love of you. Living for the love
that I'm giving. All that I'm giving.
It's for the love of you.
It's for the love of you. It's for the love.
All right. Hallelujah. All right.
Hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom.
All right. Shalom, shalom. Good night, Israel.
All right. Shalom.